Good afternoon, everybody.
Afternoon.
Afternoon.
Everybody's tummies all full of sandwiches.
Almost.
Was that? Yeah, it was very good. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. You know, we were told the other night, we're the corn. You remember that? And so as I was poking through the songbook, I thought number 30 would be a real good one to start with today.
Song is now become my victory.
has now become my victory. The Lord is God, and I will praise Him. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. The Lord is God, and I will praise Him. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. I will sing good to the Lord, for He is triumphant gloriously, hoisting the right throne into the sea. I will sing unto the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously, hoisting the right throne into the sea. The Lord my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory.
Go ahead and go on to the last song.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Take my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. My God, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Sing it again.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
One more time.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and
cheer. So, is everybody having fun yet? Has anybody learned anything yet? Well, that sounded like about half of everybody. All right. Let's see here. I want to go to 2 Peter 1.
Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Like precious faith. It's the one thing that binds all of us together here, I hope. It is the one thing that we are all striving for. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according to his divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That's one of the things that we are here for, right? We want the promises that Jesus Christ gave that are here in his word. We want to be with him. We want to do, as it said, to do the same works that Christ did, yea, far greater works than those. And I lost my place. Four, okay. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Think about that. To escape the corruption of this world. This world does everything in its power to tear you down. It doesn't want you to succeed. Satan wants you to succeed in the world. The Lord wants you to succeed in him. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. That's one thing that we've been talking about that's kind of been the theme since the start, knowledge. Everybody's heard of Jesus, but does everybody know Jesus? The only way to know Jesus has been said several times, several nights, and several days. We have to know his word. And I know this is one aspect that I have to improve in my life. To knowledge, temperance. To temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. Temperance and patience. Two more areas that I seem to fault in at a lot of times. These all are words that are more to me than to a lot of you that I see sitting out here. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten he was purged from his old sins. We don't want to be forgotten. We don't want to forget our old sins and fall back into them. But we don't want our old sins hanging over our heads, which falls right back to the dead cat theory. That's what that dead cat is. A dead cat's a sin that you've put behind you, but you keep digging it back up. Some of the things that we need to hold fast to is the knowledge, the Lord's word, because without it, we have no hope. Without it, we have no faith or strength. That's all I've got, Steve.
Thank you, Bob. Brad.
Well, I was a bit nervous. I was supposed most people would be coming up here. But it says in Matthew, we speak that we do know and testify to that which we have seen. And there are one thing that I know from the Lord himself. And I know from the word that can only be known through the action of the Holy Spirit. And that is the fact that Jesus Christ is God himself, that there is one God. It says in Timothy, there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. And a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. And so we see Father, Son, and Spirit, like 1 John 5:7, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. These three are one. If you look in Genesis, it starts out with, in the beginning, God. And that's a pretty vague term, in the beginning, God. But you go all the way to the other end of the Bible in Revelation 22:16, and it says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. When Moses asked God, who shall I tell the people that it sent me? He said, well, you tell them the I am sent you. I am. So I am the root and the offspring of David. Who's the root of David? God. Who's the offspring of David? Jesus. Who's the bright morning star? We know from Peter it says, until the day star arise in your heart. And so we see one God manifest to us in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And this is absolute bedrock. You cannot relate to the Lord and not understand that Jesus is the one true God. And the reason that is so precious and important to me is, like, I suppose a lot of people coming up in, you know, Baptist kind of hellfire and brimstone services, the Spirit was no threat. Couldn't see him. And the Son, well, Christ died for me. I could see that. I knew he was okay with me, but oh man, this other guy, that old man, looks somewhat like Davy in my mind, but with a lightning bolt, ready to do me in. And then when I realized that this is the one God, that Jesus is this one God, in Colossians, in him would dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, and this Jehovah God, this Old Testament tyrant, if people would be truthful about it, that they see, that's the same God that died for me. Zechariah 12:10, God the Father speaking, Old Testament, they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Now it was the Son who was pierced, but it was the Father in the Son. And so I see a God of absolute love and absolute righteousness. In fact, the scripture you brought up out of 2 Peter, Bob, it says, obtain like precious faith through the righteousness of God. You know, we see Jesus, the Lamb of God. And we love that. But we see in Revelation, Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus, the God of all justice, the God of impending doom for most of humanity. And God's very well-rounded. So how he relates to us is up to us. John 3:17, God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Follow that? He's good. He's good. If you listen to the services in the Carolina Fellowship, to me it's always been like bookends. You got Paul on one side saying, God is good. God is good. And then you got Phil saying, God's all about grace. God's all about mercy. You don't measure up. You can never measure up. And so we approach him in humility, never measuring up. Never. Not in this flesh. Now, it's true that sin separates from God. If we elect to sin after we've known the truth, and we've all done it, don't you feel the Spirit pull back? Sometimes for a long time. So sin is not okay, and sin will separate us from God. And if you pursue it, well, your end is certain. But even in your best, most active, most faithful pursuit of the truth, it says we hold this treasure, which is Christ within us. That's the great mystery of the ages, right? Christ in you, the hope of glory. We hold this treasure in an earthen vessel, a vessel of flesh. And that's not just the flesh you see. It's the flesh of our mind. It's the flesh of how we see the world around us. It's not God's way. And this thing's a hindrance. Was that what you were speaking about last night, about the weights on a bat? It got a little loud on my end of the room. You know how you see a guy on deck batting, and he'll put those donut-looking things on the bat that weight it down and take a few swings, and what happens when you get up to the plate? That bat's feather light in that batter's hands. And that is what this flesh is to us. So it is true that we arrive in heaven as we are. But in with that, in the mercy of God, this flesh, this decrepit, beat up, wicked thing that we live in is not redeemable. It's made from a cursed earth, and yet we're separated from it. And so that would be like that batter. He's finally, he's got that weight off. He's ready for the homer. So it is true that if you sin, there's no grace in heaven. But it's true that you've had the experience in this life. You've had the grace in this life. You've had the struggles and the trials and the failures. And on that side of the grave, you're given a new body. And that body is not as this one, waiting us into sin and depravity. It's hopeful, and it's good. And that's Paul's bookend. God is good. That's it for me, Steve.
Thank you, Brad. Gail, come on up here.
I'm not a very good speaker, but the Lord is. And Davey told me I was going to speak. And the first thing I did was tell him to wrap up my lunch. But anyways, even though I'd love to run out of here right now, I think I'll just read from the Word. Because I really don't have anything to say. I was looking for something to do with strength. Because to me, it kind of ties into this enduring hardness as a good soldier. So I got a lot of things out of Joshua. And I got this one thing here. It's Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And that is what you can hang on to. It's what I hang on to. I know people let us down all the time. And I let people down all the time. We're just frail. We're flawed. But the Lord is perfect. He stays perfect. He doesn't change. We can read about how he was in the Old Testament. We can read about things to come. We know he gave us his word so that we could know him. He's not a mystery. And he never, ever fails. He doesn't have a temper tantrum. He doesn't get offended over nothing. He doesn't ever, ever change. He stays the same. So we can depend on him. And I think that's the greatest thing of all. I mean, there's just really nothing more to say than Jesus is absolutely the most wonderful thing I have ever heard of. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. You know, Gail, the scripture you were reading there out of Deuteronomy, that was to all Israel. It was written to all Israel, Moses speaking it as he was about ready to die. And they were about ready to go into the promised land. See, they were that corn. And Moses was that seed that had died and now was bearing fruit. And that's where we are, folks. Let us be strong and of a good courage and go in and possess the land. And what that means for us is let us go in and possess and operate in all the good things of the kingdom of God. That's the land that the Lord wants us to possess. Amen. You guys want to play a song?
Let's do number 74. Lord, prepare me.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Sanctuary, oh.
cheer. It's all right. We practiced it a little bit. We'll have to wing it.
Give the Lord a cheer, folks.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We are going to be doing a baptism, a couple of them over here. So all who want to, come on over. We'll do it. And we'll see you again this evening. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.